According to a U.S. Department of Transportation study, nearly a quarter of all Americans rode a bike at least once during the past year. Most of the nearly 21 million people in this country who hopped on a bike did so for fun. In other words, we view our bikes more like toys than tools. But two guys in northern Indiana are trying to change that. Some people are locking up their bicycles for the season, tucking them away in garages and sheds. Tom Benevento and Brian Krishwitz are pumping up their tires and oiling their chains, preparing to put their bikes to use. Borrowing from a project in Ames, Iowa called Bikes at Work, the men will twice a month lead a small crew of cyclists through a Goshen, Indiana neighborhood collecting recyclables. But these are no ordinary bikes. These are bikes equipped with trailers that can pull up to 300 pounds of material. And these guys aren't just recycling. They're also providing paid work for a couple of financially struggling residents. Here's how it works. In a town with no curbside recycling, volunteer organizers Benevento and Krishwitz easily found 20 families to pay $5 a month each for the no-diesel pickup service. The families put their stuff in a container, the crew comes by and straps all the full containers on the bike trailer, leaves empties in their place, then deposits the glass, plastic, paper, etc. at the nearest recycling site. According to Krishwitz, it only takes about 2.5 hours each month. It's not a lot of work, but the work pays twice the hourly minimum wage. With expansion and tweaking, this could bring real salaries to people who need them. And those salaries would be generated with a positive environmental impact. Benevento started the project because he wanted to demonstrate that old problems can be solved in new ways. His passion is bikes, but he also relished the opportunity to create work for the poor in his small community. He wanted to tangibly express his belief that social justice is a key component of sustainability. Ultimately, these are the sorts of innovations that stretch the imagination. Some will no doubt laugh at using so much human power when a big truck would do. Others will say riding a bike in January doesn't sound innovative, it sounds crazy. But naysayers should remember that every solution doesn't work in every community. Bike-powered recycling might not work in Anchorage, Alaska, but it just might in any other number of cities across the country. Every good problem solver knows all ideas are worth exploring. Moving the bicycle beyond a recreational toy is an idea worth exploring.